Here begins Barbie and Her Sisters in a Puppy Chase, narrated by Kristen King for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Barbie peered out the airplane window. Below, she saw an island covered with palm trees. The crystal blue ocean shimmered around it. Barbie grinned at her sisters, Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea. They were traveling to the tropical island so Chelsea could compete in a dance competition.
"Can you see the beach where my competition will take place?" Chelsea asked.
"Everything looks like ants from up here," Stacy replied.
Skipper clutched her stomach.
"When is this thing going to land?" she moaned.
By each of the girls' seats, four cuddly puppies wriggled in their carriers. Honey, Taffy, Rookie, and DJ were as excited as the girls to touch down on an island paradise.
"We will be on the ground shortly," the pilot announced.
Barbie couldn't wait to hang out on the beach with her sisters. Plus, she had a surprise for them. A little while later, the plane landed. A woman wearing a necklace made of flowers greeted the girls. She placed a lei just like hers around each girl's neck. Then she tucked a flower behind each puppy's ear.
"My flower looks like a firework," Rookie barked.
Honey barked her approval.
"Taffy, your pink flower matches your collar."
Taffy wagged her tail. She barked at DJ, who looked like he was about to sneeze.
"Don't you like your flower, DJ?"
I think I'm allergic,
DJ replied. Then he sneezed.
"Adorable as always," Barbie chuckled, watching the puppies.
To her, they were just barking and playing. She and her sisters couldn't understand that they were talking.
"Let's go see the surprise."
"When?"
asked Chelsea.
"Right now," Barbie announced.
"Who's ready for a quick road trip?"
Stacy frowned. "I want to snorkel and surf. The hotel suggested signing up right away."
"I have to practice my routine," Chelsea protested. "We're here for my dance competition, remember?"
"And I have to update my blog," Skipper added.
This was not how Barbie thought her sisters would react.
"Guys," she urged, "we have plenty of time. You're going to love this, I promise."
Just then, Chelsea's rival, Lindsay, twirled by.
"Hi, Chelsea! See you at the competition tomorrow," she said.
"See?"
Chelsea pleaded.
"I need as much rehearsal time as possible to compete with her."
"You'll be able to rehearse after the surprise," Barbie reassured her little sister.
Chelsea didn't look convinced.
"What if we're late getting back?"
she asked.
"It's a small island. How long could it take?" Barbie replied. She knew.